This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Now, we've got huge economic news, huge military news, huge police state news, a bunch of guests coming up. The reason I'm focusing so much on the whole transgender situation is what Camille Paglia, professor, is talking about. She's a liberal in the classical sense, that every time a society is about to collapse, there's this obsession with men becoming women and vice versa. And if they can force you to let men come in women's bathrooms, because it's not going to be women doing the other thing, statistically, and then force that also on public schools and other facilities, they can do anything they want. They can set and control the definitions. And this is an attack, a scientific attack on civilization, on the family unit. It's not about diversity. It's not about tolerance. It's about an overwrite. So if you just join us, I'm going to play part of this piece from the AP analyzing it about Houston rejects non-discrimination measure. Notice how they call it a non-discrimination measure. You can't discriminate. See, any discrimination of that you're a certain religion, you're a certain culture, you're a certain sex isn't allowed. Mother and father, he or she, boy or girl, is hurtful. You must give up your identity. Your identity is hurtful. Here it is.
One of the biggest objections we had was the fact that this ordinance allowed biological males, even registered sex offenders, who on any given day identified as a female, to go into a female restroom, shower, or locker room. If that business owner said no, that business owner could be prosecuted. We felt that was just plain wrong. The Houstonians, I believe, felt that was just plain wrong.
This shows that the liberal leftist ideas of the Democrats, led by this mayor and led by Hillary Clinton, are going to be rejected, not just by Republicans, but by Democrats who came out against this. It's just common sense and common decency. We don't want men in women's ladies' rooms. This had nothing to do with equal rights. We already have equal rights guaranteed under our Constitution.
This was a campaign of fear-mongering and deliberate lies.
There's a fruit mayor.
Deliberate lies.
I don't mean fruit.
This isn't misinformation. This is a calculated campaign of lies. Designed to
demonize. Women crying. We need men in the bathroom.
Understood minority.
We need 15-year-old boys in the girls' room.
Understand about who transgender people are. And part of the reason
like
for
a
that
linebacker. He wants to go in a woman's bathroom. You don't have mitochondrial DNA, bud. You don't have a uterus. Sorry.
We are a part of these schools. We are part of your communities. We are part of your family.
You're obsessed with bathrooms. All right, you get him off. Get him off. You know what this is really going to do? It's going to turn everything into one-person bathrooms, which is fine with me. I don't like being around men either in the bathroom. I mean, you want to get right down to it. They're trying to make the military now where the men and women are together. I mean, this is just totally jacking with people. Now, let's go to the Illinois piece. This is where, oh, no, they're not going to just go in the bathrooms. They're going to go in the showers. Men with genitals, testicles, and penises, using scientific terms here, are going to go in to the bathroom with your daughter. And it's an act of domination. Here's the clip.
For the last couple of years, this young woman has been denied full access to locker room facilities in the school simply because she is transgender. I think when you have been the subject of discrimination, when you have been the subject of discussion in which the superintendent of your school district suggests that you may not really be a girl.
There's not 800,000 sex slaves in America. They don't need any help.
Down and say that your rights have been trampled and
not
that they need to be respected.
Dead in Mexico from the drug war. That's not a problem.
Incredibly validating and incredibly inspirational.
So beautiful and courage-filled.
Any measure of expected privacy. We believe that that is not the right thing to do for our young people. There are private changing stations.
Kids are being taught all sorts of weird sexual stuff.
Would afford access into the locker
this
room.
This is jacking
and,
with kids. That's enough.
Opportunities to.
So there you go. They rule that girls' bathroom. Here comes the 18-year-old, 19-year-old that's flunked twice with his.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Clean, pure drinking water. You can't survive without it. But where do you get it? Alexa Pure Pro is a brand new, groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system that is like no other. The Alexa Pure Pro transforms water from virtually any fresh source into clean, healthy drinking water, pairing the unprecedented super filtration power of an all-new gravity block core with a hybrid chromatic shell. It removes up to 99.999% of impurities, including bacteria, viruses, fluoride, disinfectants, volatile organic contaminants, and hormones. Filter capacity up to 5,000 gallons. Stainless steel construction. Easy assembly. Low maintenance. Replacement filters are simple to install. And now, as part of an exclusive limited-time introductory offer, you can save $20 off the retail price and get free shipping. This is a limited-time offer, so order your unit today and receive free shipping and $20 off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
He just joined us. Leanne McAdoo just sent Nico a text saying you need to correct Alex. Men have mitochondrial DNA as well. Let me be technical, and I'm not going back to the textbooks and the science and watching Discovery Channel. I don't claim to be a scientist, but I've talked to genetic engineers. I have vestigial breast. I have nipples, but I'm not a woman. I do not have a uterus. Men and women are two different species. And I'm glad she was technically correcting me because I can elaborate on it now. Going from memory, anybody can look this up for themselves, women from the first woman to the last woman pass the entire mitochondrial DNA line down. Men pass basically a shell, and it doesn't pass on all the information, and it only passes on to males. So that's the difference, is that the mitochondrial DNA of women is the difference between the photo of a Ferrari and a Ferrari. Women have the Ferrari, men have a photo of the Ferrari. Women have real breasts that make milk, men have vestigial breasts. Men do not have a uterus. Now, I know that's probably a conspiracy theory, But that's what's going on here. And so I was saying, these men that say they're women do not have uteruses and do not have the full mitochondrial DNA. Just like I don't have real mammary glands. That's what I'm getting at. In fact, let's just show people. We have my weight loss photos. We can actually put it up there. I will assure you those are not mammary glands. I do have a big chest, though. It's actually one of the areas very low fat since I've been exercising so much. But I will assure you, ladies and gentlemen, that I can't feed babies with those. But a woman who is fertile can. So that is what it is. And by the way, that's not my super weight loss. That's from month to month, the last few months losing weight. You can actually go back to my best ones when I was the fattest, probably was Bilderberg 4 years ago in England, when I weighed about 280 pounds. I weigh less than 240 now. And you can really see where I had this huge belly. And I'm not really trying to start a plug here out of the gates. A lot of stations just tuned in and just joined us. Yeah, that's me in England. That's my huge triple chin. But can we just type in Alex Jones speech at Bilderberg, England? You can get me up on the stage. That's when I was really starting to look like John Belushi or something before he died. I mean, I was really, really getting fat. Yeah, just type into Google Alex Jones Bilderberg, England, or Alex Jones speech, and you can see me up on the stage, and that is some of the really, really, really portly ones. Yeah, that's me 50-something pounds lighter now. I carried it pretty good, man. 280 pounds, 5'11". I mean, that look at the size of that head. It must have its own weather systems. But again, I'm not against a man who thinks he's a woman. I'm not against a guy that, you know, wants to go out of sex change. That's your issue. I'm a libertarian, but don't make me pay for it in taxpayer money. And don't try to teach my 7-year-old daughter about it because we're, quote, tolerant. And then now you want to put men and women in each other's bathrooms. But thank you for Leanne correcting me because that made me actually elaborate because I tend to oversimplify things. Just look into it for yourself. I assure you, women do have uteruses. Women do have a higher fat content. Their brain has 3 times the connections between left and right hemisphere, which makes them more intuitive, makes them more psychic, you could say, intuition. But it also makes women get more emotional in a combat situation. And that's why every government that's tried to put women statistically in with men, big problems. Because when arms and legs and stuff are blown off and guts is everywhere, but they found women in combat tend to commit even more atrocities than men, by the way, historically. Once you get women in an actual murdering position, once a woman goes in the mode of killing people, it's not a pretty picture as well. And they had trouble turning it off. And just the idea that men and women are different, they say is sexist. Or that men and women exist is sexist. And I kind of went off on this jag because we've got Camille Paglia in a big article up on Infowars.com saying this is basically preparation for the collapse of civilization. I don't normally play clips twice, and I've got so many other clips I want to get to, but this one's so powerful. Can we cue up the Camille Paglia piece again? And then coming up, we do have Wayne Madsen's report integrated from the radio show and his trip out to the Evergreen Air Base, the CIA Air Base, in Arizona, tying it into 9/11, that is coming up as well at 8 after at 1:08 today, or 1:30, actually. I have a guest at 1:08. That's what this says. What time is the guest? I've moved it to 1:30. Okay, good. This is total transparency. Everything's out in the open here, so we're just wargaming the show here on the air. So the lawyer, I moved to 1:30. We will air that at 1 o'clock today, the special report. And we have the population breakdown on why China is getting rid of its one-child policy, big victory for humanity. That is coming up with Stephen Mosier of pop.org, the population organization that studies all of that. And wow, the Washington Post even having to tell the truth. Horrors of one-child policy leave deep scars in Chinese society. You got Bill Gates and Ted Turner and them pushing that here. So, wow, the Washington Post did some good? Wow, maybe the worm is starting to turn. So that's all coming up. Before I get into the police state news, some really positive news on elections around the country, the military news, and more, I do want to just remind listeners we're listener supported. We're not like NPR that gets $455 million or more dollars a year from taxpayers and begs for money every week and does infomercials for their so-called non-commercial sponsors. We don't get billions of dollars like NBC and MSNBC to push all the propaganda. We are only funded by our sponsors and you, the listeners. And I basically have bypassed sponsors. I mean, I can get sponsors. It's just it's really hard to get the highest quality consistently and have them stay with you. We've done that. We're about 80% self-funded with PrisonPlanet.tv, nightly news memberships. One membership, $5.95. 20 people can use each month. PrisonPlanet.tv. I want to thank all the subscribers. We have the best water filtration systems, the best non-GMO, high-quality heirloom seeds, the full spectrum, one of the biggest selections online. We have some of the best patriot, anti-tyranny, pro-gun, pro-liberty, anti-socialist, Hillary for prison church, you name it. A limited selection of limited edition Made in America Moen Labe belt buckles and long sleeves. Those are back in. The camos that are always selling out. The women's Moen Labe with the gold leaf. It's one of the best looking, sexiest shirts out there. I mean, wait till you see your wife or girlfriend in one of these. You can see photos of Leanne doing a great job modeling that there on the site. InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. BrainForce is the new special, 25% off. 25% off. And we're going to run that for 1 week. The other specials will end today in an hour and 43 minutes from now. That's free shipping on storable food and 10% off. Free shipping on the water filters and 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com or again, InfoWarsLife.com, 888-253-3139. And finally, 25% off Liver Shield and Oxy Powder together to do the liver cleanse that you've heard so much about. See the informational videos and more at InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. But if you want to experience, to have a shot, because, I mean, we really haven't found anybody except maybe a few calls, a few emails. We're talking 99% of people have had dramatic, explosive results with the Liver Shield and the six-day cleanse of the Oxy Powder. But I would still consult your physician and read the five-star reviews for yourself, and it is just ridiculous what happens. Ridiculous. I mean, Rob Dew in 1 week lost 12 pounds of crud that was in his intestines. And he was in really good shape, plays basketball, coaches basketball, you know, had a basketball scholarship in college. He's like 6'4", great shape. And it just, even his little belly, though, all he had, gone. Now, that's what happened with him. See what happens for you, regardless of your support in the broadcast, and we salute you. Also, spread the word about our local affiliates. That's vital. The enemy does not want this info out. We're in a race against the globalists to defeat them before they try to shut down free speech. Become local sponsors of local AM and FM, or bare minimum, call the sponsors and thank them for sponsoring, and go shop with those local sponsors because they're sponsoring this show. It's not a please do it. This is for you, too. We got to get aggressive and vote with our dollars. Now, let's go ahead and get into some of the positive news. In Virginia and several other states, I'll cover this when we come back because I've mixed my stats up here. Three states, Bloomberg, anti-gunners for governor, lieutenant governor, and other top positions have gone down big time. Also, San Francisco sheriff, known for sanctuary city defense, loses election bid. Sheriff subject of national criticism after Mexican illegal immigrant allegedly shot, well, he admits he shot her, so it was an accident, and killed 32-year-old woman on the San Francisco waterfront. Meanwhile, waves of Cubans, because they get so many more benefits than others, are crossing U.S. border from Mexico. Obama administration still refusing to enforce immigration laws. National media ignores black-on-white hate crime assaults. I want to cover this when we come back. That's actually important. Oh, here it is. Bloomberg and his Virginia Senate candidate fail with gun control pitch. Billionaire contributor hoped winning Virginia election fights was a promise of more gun control. That didn't work for him. Weapons cache of fully autos hidden in Swedish immigrant center. Rioting illegals demand entry into Britain. Trash taxpayer-funded living quarters. Jeb plummets in latest national polls. It's all coming up. Just tons of news. Ghost war in Syria. Russian Spetsnaz facing U.S. Army Special Forces. There's bound to be shooting. Stay with us.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
In recent years, we have witnessed the most catastrophic disasters in history. Earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, and more. Legacy Premium Food Storage will prepare you. Our great-tasting, non-GMO quality food products have a 25-year shelf life, are the most affordable on the market, and are American-made. They're perfect for hiking, camping, and road trips, too. Be prepared with the best. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. That's SurvivalFoodAlliance.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Love is a burning thing.
This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
It went down, 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 down.
and the flames went higher. And it burns.
You know what I'm going to do to make sure I get it all exactly right and aren't just with a gestalt oversimplifying things? I think I'm going to do a video on the differences between men and women to get it all exactly right. Because men don't have uteruses. Women, on average, have three times the brain connection between left and right hemisphere. These are the known things. And then I start making points about men don't have the mitochondrial DNA, and I meant the pure, continued mitochondrial DNA. They have basically a vestigial form. I'm no scientist. I'm going off what I've read, what I've seen. And then I pointed out men don't have uteruses. Men don't breastfeed babies. And I said men have vestigial breast. And I guess for all intents and purposes, if men take the right hormones, do the right stuff, there is a tiny bit of breast tissue that will produce a little bit of milk with some men. And I guess there's African tribes that do it ritualistically or whatever. The point is men and women are different, and we're being biologically manipulated. I mean, yeah, chickens. A male chicken, if there's no females, it's biological, can switch to female. I mean, so if you want to get into it, there's a lot of anomalies. There's natural cases where you can have three identical twins. You know, there are cases where you got men that have a male member and a female uterus. I mean, I know all that. The point is, I'm talking about when the species replicates the way it's supposed to. And we're being messed with, and the globalist right textbooks admitting that's going on, like Camille Paglia broke down, and we're ending the cycle now with the globalists trying to balkanize everybody and engage in divide and conquer. Look at this latest article, the London Guardian. Children's author sorry for racial insensitivity in Pitcher's book Showing Smiling Slaves. Emily Jenkins, whose book A Fine Dessert has drawn criticism for misleading depiction of slavery, now plans to donate her fee to the University Diversity Campaign. So that's just intimidation. You know, I went to the Smithsonian several times when I was younger. It's so huge in D.C. I've only seen a fraction of it, but I saw a whole exhibit on slave art. It's pretty neat stuff. And a lot of the art was children's dolls, and they were smiling. And you know why the black slaves made smiling dolls? It was because they were racist. And they wanted to depict black people as happy in slavery to continue the practice of it. No, they didn't. It was marveled by foreign historians and by abolitionists that blacks could be so happy in deplorable conditions. But they were Christian, and they had a lot of great culture and music and folklore, and it was marveled at by many a historian that it seemed the black slaves were happier in their degradation than the corrupt white slave owners. Because the philosopher Victor Hugo said, adversity makes men, prosperity makes monsters. On average, we all know that. Rich people that make their own money tend to have spoiled kids. Their kids become demons. Now, does that endorse the practice of slavery? Of course it doesn't. But it was marveled at by historians and foreigners that came from countries where they didn't have slavery at how incredibly happy blacks were. Not in slavery, but in that they had nothing, and so they had to be strong and actually surmount what they were under. That's been proven in every culture and every time. I'm not speaking out against prosperity. I'm for prosperity, but we talk endlessly about the problem of the paradox that liberty creates prosperity, and then within a few generations, you get a bunch of spoiled, rotten brats. I don't care if you're black, white, whatever color you are. Everybody knows that you stop appreciating things. You know, I'm not a wealthy person, but compared to, you know, 20 years ago when I barely had money to get groceries, so I didn't bum money off my parents when I was launching my media career, and sometimes I didn't have money for dinner and I ran out of food and I was getting paid the next day, I would go to my parents' house and get in their refrigerator. My mom would say, oh, come in and get something to eat. 21 years ago, when I first started my media operation, I had so little money and spending what I had on microphones, cameras, gas money, had two jobs. I would go to my parents and a couple days a week when I ran out of food and I would eat their food. But I was the most happy I ever was when I barely had money for gas, when I was working multiple jobs, when I was launching my, I was so hungry, I was so alive. Now, it's kind of sick I don't worry much about clothes I buy or things like that. or I'll be checking into a nice hotel, and I'll realize that 20 years ago, I would have marveled to be in a hotel room like that. My parents, you know, don't stay in places that nice, and these aren't even that fancy. It's just to then be around people that are nouveau riche and don't appreciate it, it's weird. And I'm not lauding the virtues of the poor. The Pope was doing that to push people being poor. I'm simply pointing out that adversity makes men, prosperity makes monsters. We'll be back. I'll get to the whole racial attack stuff. We got a guest joining us on the one-child policy supposedly being deactivated in China. This is really
positive.
We're
on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Young people are supposed to be full of energy and recover quickly from exercise. Their age should give them a great advantage to feeling good all the time. However, young people of today are dealing with the same nutrient-deficient food as everyone else in America. So it does not matter whether you are 15 or 85. If your biochemistry is off, you cannot feel your best. Listen to the real-world results of James.
My name is James Ashley. I'm 25 years old. At the end of a tiring work shift, I used to not do much around the house. Since I started taking the new technology enhanced One World Way after work, I have so much energy when I get home that I'm able to take long walks, do chores, and even honey the do list from the wife. It's plenty enough energy to get things done around the house and time to settle down before bedtime. This whey protein gives me outstanding amount of long-lasting feel-good energy. I'm astonished of how great this product makes me feel.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Alex Jones here. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods, private labeled, from InfoWarsSelect.com at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. The globalists want us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. And if you don't have high-quality, long-lasting storable foods, I believe you're making a huge mistake. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. Now is the time to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. You can buy all the great My Patriot Supply products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the exact same products inside InfoWarsSelect.com. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Fortune favors the bold. It's Alex Jones.
When I was young, I was the nicest guy I knew. I thought I was the chosen one.
That's right, all these cynical people think.
But time went by and I found out
that I think because they're smart and they're good looking, it's going to go on forever.
My shine wore off as time.
Their arrogance will wear off as time goes on.
I thought that I was living out the perfect life. But in the lonely hours when the truth begins.
The truth is, the nice guys, you can stand up to the
I
oppressive.
Thought about the time when I turned my back and
you stop bowing down and being wimps.
I
We've
nice
had him on several times before. We probably got a time zone snafu or something. Nobody's fault. Stephen Mosier of the Population Research Group is not answering his phone. I'll get him back on soon. They've got a lot of great projects there showing the actual math, cut and dry statistics, that the Earth's population is going to peak at about 9 billion, then it's going to start going down dramatically, and then you're going to have major civilization collapse in many areas. We need to stabilize population with 2.1 births. That's very easy to do once you industrialize a country. The globalists have decided not to do that. But there are a lot of amazing articles here. Horrors of one-child policy leave deep scars in Chinese society. So I will speak a little bit on this and then open the phones up and go to your calls. Beijing, his wife was 7 months pregnant with their second child when the group of people barged into his home and took her away. He followed them to the local hospital where, against medical advice and despite his pleadings, they jammed a needle into her belly. Unbelievable. They grabbed my wife's body like they were grabbing a pig. Four or five people holding her hands and legs and head and injecting a shot into her belly. A man said, asking not to be named for fear of retribution. Neither my wife nor I signed any consent form. 10 hours later, she gave birth to a boy, wiggling and faintly crying. But the doctors in southern Hunan province were not even let her hold the dying infant, the husband said. They put the baby in a plastic bag and instructed him to pay a cleaner a small sum to bury it on a nearby hill. The incident happened not during the horrors of Mao Zedong, inspired mania in the 1950s and 60s, but the 2011 in the Internet age when China was walking proudly on the global stage as a major power. Unprecedented to have the Washington Post tell the truth. China has announced that they're going to basically ease off in the next few years in the one-child policy. That means they'll selectively still target people for political retribution and kill their kids. They actually grab six-month-old people, hide, and take them for organ harvesting. Communist Chinese is the model of the New World Order. The dehumanization is so off the chart, I don't even have ways to describe it. The CPS will take your child if they're 11 years old and you get home at 6 from work and they're seen for 1 hour in a fenced backyard playing basketball. They will be taken. I can pull up AP with a straight face where parents are indicted for 11-year-olds in the backyard. That's the nanny state. In China, 2-year-olds, 3-year-olds by the millions are chained every day to fences and power poles and light poles to use the bathroom on the ground while their parents work in slave conditions. You will not hear a word out of Apple, who is the most egregious abuser. Okay? I mean, you just cannot describe how the liberal kingpins, almost every time I look into it, run the most horrible slave pits in the world because they hate humans. They pose, though, and wear little black T-shirts and little Levi's pants like Steve Jobs as their uniform to look non-threatening. They are the most vicious, evil people the Earth has ever seen. And I'll prove that right now. You can pull up Bill Gates' statements about one-child policy. He wants it here in America. He wants it in Europe, endorsing China, endorsing their activities. David Rockefeller, you can just type into Google, David Rockefeller, New York Times, praising Mao Zedong. You can read his 77 article about how Mao was the greatest thing since sliced bread. Mao Zedong, in 1949, was put in basically by David Rockefeller and the Rockefellers. The CIA put him in. That's been declassified. John Birch Society said it in the 60s. It was declassified in 2000. History Channel admits it. They did throw out Chiang Kai-shek. They did run him off to Taiwan. They had him then, Mao. They gave Mao all the coordinates of army and naval officers, because the Army and Navy didn't know all this was happening, to be rolled up because Congress had other operations outside of the certain groups, and it was a dual process of trying to stop the communists. So they allowed the communists to roll up anti-communist networks set up by the previous administration. We're talking about Harry Truman right now. What a monster. That's who John Birch was a military officer they captured, they tortured, he wouldn't give up the codes, all the rest of it. But that's how this stuff operates. That's what goes on. We do have the director of the Population Research Institute, Stephen Mosier, on with us, pop.org, to talk about what a big deal this is, that China is now reversing its one-child policy. The numbers vary, 40, 50, 60 million more girls than boys. I just committed a thought crime saying boys and girls. We're not in a cult or anything in this country. Sorry, I'll upset the transgenders. But if you don't have 2.1 children, the society will start collapsing. There's no one there to take care of you. Don't worry, we have death panels, Bill Gates says. So everything you see in China was set up by the transhumanists and the eugenicists at the end of World War II, and China was the test bed and is the main test bed, even more than the U.S., for internet censorship, social engineering, organ harvesting, cloning, GMO. I mean, folks, they've got human milk grown in cow udders for sale in China. And those products make their way, collagen from dead babies into cosmetics. I mean, it is insane. But this is a devastating victory against tyranny, against the anti-human folks who have this one-child policy in China. Now, folks will say, you're racist because I don't want to pay for 10,000 Chinese women a month, CNN reports, to come here and have their babies for free. I'm a real bleeding heart. I want them to have their kids. I want to industrialize them. They'll then bottom out at about maybe 1.7 billion, and then their population will probably start declining. It's already starting to happen in many areas. It's happened in the West, from Japan to the U.S. I want Chinese to succeed. I don't want them to come here and everything paid for and be colonized by the globalists and socialism, and then they bring all these communist programs and totalitarian ideas, and the Chinese censor our internet. Stephen Mosier, thank you so much for joining us, sir, to go over your bio. He's a best-selling author, internationally recognized authority on China and population issues, as well as an acclaimed speaker. He has worked tirelessly since 1979 to fight coercive population control programs and has helped hundreds of thousands of women and families worldwide over the years. In 1979, Stephen is the first American social scientist to visit mainland China. He was invited there by the Chinese government, where he has access to government documents and actually witnessed women being forced to have abortions under the new one-child policy. Mr. Mosier was a pro-choice atheist at the time, but witnessing these traumatic abortions led him to reconsider his convictions and to eventually become a practicing pro-life Roman Catholic. Stephen Mosier lives in Virginia with his wife, Vera, and their nine children, pop.org. Thank you for coming on, sir. You've got the floor for the next 20 minutes. How big a deal is this to have China begin to reverse this beyond Hitlerian policy?
Well, the policy is horrible. I mean, the policy has resulted in 400 million unborn and newborn children being killed over the past 35 years. It's resulted in hundreds of millions of young mothers being forced to abort and then sterilized over the same period, the last 3.5 decades. It's also resulted in, you mentioned, tens of millions of missing baby girls and tens of millions of young men who will not be able to find brides.
Yeah, I should have said more boys than girls. I think I got it backwards. Sorry.
Well, it's a lot more boys than girls, and 35 million young men will not be able to get married because their brides have been killed. And there was recently a Chinese economist, probably a member of the Chinese Communist Party, who said, well, because of the shortage of women, we may have to institute polygyny. Now, people may not know what polygyny is. It's the practice of one woman having three or four husbands. He said that would be a perfect solution to the bride shortage in China. We just force women to marry more than one man. Now, I have to think that's not a very good idea, but you could see how the one-party dictatorship that rules China might see that as the solution to the problem of all these bachelors running around.
Your story is amazing, if you speak to that in the numbers. An atheist, kind of an establishment guy, they let you in, and seeing the reality, I guess, activated your humanity at a deeper level, or put it in your own words.
Well, I went into China as an atheist. I went into China as someone who believed that China was overpopulated. Its primary problem was too many people. I left China after having seen women, young women, 7, 8, 9 months pregnant, forcibly aborted by cesarean section abortion. Imagine the horror of that. I was in the operating room when they were opening up these women like tin cans and removing their dead or dying babies. So I left China as a believer in God, because I saw the pit of hell open up for me, and I decided that that God better exist, otherwise the universe was mad if such evil could exist. And I also left China believing that China's primary problem was the 75 million members of the Chinese Communist Party who were absolutely ruling, misruling China and misguiding the economy and keeping the rest of the Chinese people in poverty. And my view of that hasn't changed. China is ruled by a tiny elite, which has a lock on all political, all economic power in the country. And the Chinese people are simply serfs to this large and growing number of party members led by Xi Jinping and the senior leaders of the Chinese Communist Party. Now, these guys, Alex, they don't lose any sleep over the fact that hundreds of millions of babies have been killed or women have been brutalized. They don't care about that. The reason they're relaxing a little bit the one-child policy and now saying to Chinese couples, you can have a second child, is what keeps them up at night is the realization that their misguided policy is crippling future economic growth. For the last 2 years, China's workforce has been actually shrinking. Last year, the workforce in China fell by 4 million, which is a pretty big number, even by China's standards. The over 60 population is exploding, the aging of the population, right? The average family now in China has four grandparents, two parents, and one child.
So they're starting to listen to you and the math and understand they're going to collapse without having more kids.
Oh, absolutely. And they're worried above all at continuing economic growth. Why? Because it makes the leaders of the Chinese Communist Party wealthy because they all profit by this. I mean, the former president of China walked away with billions of dollars in assets that he'd accumulated over his 10 years in office at an annual official salary of about $4,000 a month. Now, where did all that money come from? Didn't come from his savings. So they're growing rich over the plundering of the Chinese economy, and they want that economy to continue to grow. They've now seen that their one-child policy is crippling their economic growth and aging their population, and the joyride may soon be over.
And so they also notice India is starting to grow faster than them.
Well, India has a younger and more dynamic population. And as everybody knows, it's the younger people who invest. They start new businesses. They buy homes and cars. They produce more than they consume. And, of course, as we get older, that equation flips over and you begin to consume more than you produce.
So what happens as the entire world accelerates towards the demographic cliff? What do you see happening?
Well, what I see happening is shrinking markets, falling stock markets, bond prices plummeting, real estate prices going into the toilet. If you want to see what the future looks like, look at Japan today. Japan's been in an economic recession, a demographic recession, I should say, for the last 30 years, and it's only going to get worse in the future.
And the graph follows. As soon as they started having 1.5 kids in the early 90s, their profits went down, and now they're collapsing. I mean, it's real simple.
Yeah, it is very simple. The ultimate resource is human beings, the one resource you cannot do without. And our radical, you know, environmental zealots who want to drastically reduce the world's population don't tell people that if we do that, and we seem to be doing it quite well on our own, that we will see our standard of living go into the toilet.
That's right. All these liberal anti-human yuppies that think if there's less people, they're going to get more. That's what they're taught with population control. Don't understand they are slitting their own financial throats by exterminating the younger generation that would have taken care of them.
That's right. The economic pie will be shrinking dramatically, and everybody will get a smaller piece if they're still around to enjoy it at all. Now, I'm not really that excited about moving from a one-child to a two-child policy, because what I'm going to tell everybody is the basic policy in China hasn't changed. Now, what do I mean by the basic policy? The basic policy is that the Chinese state, which is to say the Chinese Communist Party, determines how many children will be born in China each year. And their new five-year plan calls for moving from a one-child to a two-child policy and producing more children. So this is childbearing under a state plan, and that hasn't changed. And
this is the system owning humans like you own chickens or pigs.
That's right, by breeding human beings like you breed a herd of cows or a herd of pigs. That's exactly it. It has been the case since the 1950s in China when Chairman Mao, the infamous Chairman Mao, declared that it was the proper role of the Chinese Communist Party to control reproduction of babies in the same way that they control production of tons of steel or production of number of aircraft carriers, tanks, and planes. Same principle at work.
And how do we learn from this with Europe's demographic cliff? They've already gone over the United States, and then we're not even importing skilled people now to replace the skilled that are dying. And I go back to the social engineers kind of wanting dumbed down, menial masses that are easy to control. Isn't this the elite suiciding our prosperity into the future for short-term political control?
Well, it certainly looks like that. I would encourage everyone to be generous in having children, to be fruitful and multiply. It's good for your family. It's good for the community. Children are the only future a family has. They're the only future a nation has. And a nation that stops having children better decide who it wants to give its country to, because it obviously doesn't want it enough to populate it.
That's right. Well, there's no doubt we will see the end of France within 50 years in Germany. They have committed suicide. And I'm just upset that it's going to be radical jihadists that it's handed over to.
Well, they have a real problem in the fact that most of their immigrants come from the Middle East, and most of their immigrants come from a very different cultural and religious background, and a lot of them can be easily radicalized and actually hate the cultures that currently exist there, and so want to supplant them, want to replace them. They don't want to assimilate. They want to fundamentally change the society that they've moved into. So,
fundamentally transform the society. I think I heard a president say that.
You've heard that phrase before. Yeah.
Stephen Mosier, pop.org. For folks out there that are ignorant about population, you're not using complex algorithms or stuff to come up with these numbers. I mean, this is cut and dry. Governments admit what you're saying is true. You got a lot of informational videos at pop.org that folks should share. But in the next 10 minutes we have left, explain to people the basics of demographics and what we need to just not collapse.
Well, the basics of demographics are quite easy to understand. You've got only two ways that population can grow. That is by having babies or by welcoming immigrants. And there are two ways that populations can decline. And if you stop having babies or if you have net outflow of people, as many countries now do, then your population will shrink over time. But a healthy population pyramid has more people in the younger age categories than in the older age category. An unhealthy population has more people, fewer people who are young and many more people who are older or ready to go into retirement. And a lot of the populations of the world are moving into that category. Europe, of course, as you mentioned, is dying. But it's not just Europe. I mean, Latin America, which two generations ago still had large families, today most of the countries in Latin America are averaging two children or fewer. That'll surprise some people. Most of the developed countries in Asia are having far fewer than two children. Singapore, Taiwan, South Korea, but because of the one-child policy, China. India is still a little above two children, but the birth rate there is falling as well. It seems to me that we've invented, we live in an age when most people are beginning to regard children as burdens rather than blessings, and are having too few to maintain the current populations of the countries they live in. You've got to have at least 2.1 children to maintain the current population. The United States has been below that now since Roe versus Wade, the legalization of abortion back in the early 1970s. And so our population is not growing as fast as it was in the 50s and 60s. And if it weren't for immigration, it would begin to shrink in the years to come. That's not a healthy sign for any people. And I'd like to see it reversed. You know, I'd like to see young couples in this country who are willing to have children, and there are quite a few, protected from taxes. They should be sheltered from all taxes. Young couples who are willing to have two or three or four children shouldn't be paying income taxes, because they're spending their money and time raising the next generation of Americans. That's something that governments can't do and governments shouldn't be doing. But people will do it if you simply shelter them from taxes. So that's a step that I think we ought to take to stave off the demographic death that we and the other developed countries will be facing in the future if we don't do something about it.
Does this signal, though, that the eugenicists, the Rockefellers, the folks that sold China on the one-child policy, in turn, they would then be industrialized and given a lot of power in the global system. To have China backing off of that some and to see a lot of this now being admitted in the West, does that show that there's kind of a rebellion by statisticians and government people that they now understand that a declining population will mean the pension funds won't be paid out and does mean kind of a new dark age could form? Because if you've got parts of the world that are already in major decline, others that are slowing down, if this population boom, I guess, peaks around 2020, 2025, at say, what is it, 10 billion, and then starts declining, even the UN admits that, I've seen some projections where it really declines down to just a few billion after the next century if we don't actually increase population and export to space. I mean, it's almost like humans either expand or they contract historically. We either grow off the planet or we die and kill each other.
Well, I'd like to see us on the moon and on Mars and in other planetary systems elsewhere in the galaxy myself. Rather than dying out. But, you know, the radical environmentalists here, the radical population controllers, the radical feminists, seem to have no love for humanity, would like to drastically reduce our numbers. In fact, I think the paradise for the radical environmentalist is really a kind of view of the Garden of Eden before the creation of Adam and Eve. When human beings came on the planet, he spoiled it for all the other species. So they'd like to see us eliminated. So there's a lot of really anti, not just anti-natal, but almost anti-human feeling on the part of some of these groups. And they don't care. In fact, they positively hunger for the day when humanity does not be fruitful and multiply, but is barren and drastically reduced in numbers. That's their goal.
Well, sure, Ted Turner, Prince Philip, as you know, and countless others, all these graduates in biochemistry, you name it, they write books, they have publications saying, yeah, we're going to work on a airborne Ebola, and the best thing that could happen is kill 90% of humanity. You know, that's Dr. Pianca lusting after that. But, of course, they're not going to go. They're going to do the killing and then inherit the Earth. That's really their plan, is that they just have a disdain for other humans in their cowardly, craven desire and will to power.
Well, and it is true that the population controllers' view of us is that there are just enough of them, you see, but there are far too many of us. So their goal is to eliminate the rest of us and leave them in splendid isolation, sharing the world's wealth. They don't understand that wealth is created by human beings. And if they eliminate 90% of the rest of us, the wealth that we produce will disappear along with us.
Well, yeah, Mao killed, according to the Communist Chinese, you're an expert on it. They say 84 million. CIA says 65 million. I know you've been over there. You can correct me if I'm wrong or what the real number is, but they weren't failing in the Great Leap Forward and Cultural Revolution. They were trying to get rid of the unruly peasants and others, and then, of course, stalled the whole economy and didn't mean as much caviar for the communist leaders. Now, can you speak to that briefly?
Well, I would say the numbers were even higher than you just cited, and I would add to those numbers the 400 million innocent Chinese unborn who've been killed as part of the one-child policy. We shouldn't forget that this one-child policy was not just a matter of eugenics. It was partially that. It was not just a matter of population control, but it was partially that. It was also a matter of the Chinese Communist Party exerting control over the Chinese people. Because on the one hand, they'd backed off of the People's Communes, which had starved 42.5 million Chinese to death in the early 1960s. And they said to the farmers, you can go back and farm your own farms now. They backed off on economic controls a little bit, saying to some of the businessmen, you can start your own business. But by way of compensation, they then ratcheted up controls on reproduction, you see, to maintain the muscular tone of the system, to make it clear to the people that the Chinese Communist Party, even though it was allowing family farming and private enterprise, was still in control of China because it was in the bedroom controlling how many children.
We're in control of your reproduction. We dominate, which is feminism. It's all total social engineering. 70-second break. Do 5 more minutes with us, Steve. I know you got to go then. Pop.org, Key Intel, Infowars.com. Spread the word. Do it now, folks. We're in a fight. We can win.
Nation's Radio Network.
Your liver can...